Well, today's story about Jesus is this kind of crazy thing where Jesus tells everybody to follow him. Now, who knows a game about following people? What is it? Follow the leader. Excellent. And what do you do when you play follow the leader?
The person in front of you.
And so if the person in front of you spins in a circle, what do? Spin in a circle, right? And if the person in front of you sits down on the ground, Addison, what do? You sit down. So you imitate the person in front of you for following the leader, right? Yeah, we've all played this game, huh? Are you guys good at it? Jesus wants us to imitate him. Now, some of the things Jesus did, we can't do the same thing. But what does it mean by to imitate someone other than to do exactly what they say? What does it mean? It's kind of a hard question. You don't copy them exactly, but you kind of do what they do the best that you can. Okay? So today, we're doing something in the kitchen that is imitating Jesus. Now, what do we do in the kitchen?
We make sandwiches
for the people that are hungry or don't have a home. And what kind of sandwiches do we make? What do you think? Peanut butter and jelly. And then they get some fruit and some carrots and a drink and a bag of chips. And we feed people. Now, Jesus fed people, but did he give them peanut butter and jelly sandwiches? No. Did they get a bag of chips? No, they didn't have those then. So we're imitating Jesus, but it's not exactly the same. Does that make sense to you? So today, you guys are imitators of Jesus, making peanut butter and jelly sandwiches
and decorating the
bags, which isn't exactly what Jesus did. Does anyone know what Jesus fed people with? What did Jesus feed people with?
Bread.
A little bit of bread and
fish.
You're right. Could you imagine if we put a fish in the bag, and that was what people had for lunch? I'm glad you're making peanut butter and jelly. So you guys are already imitators of Jesus. Did you know that? You knew it, but did you know that you already imitate him? That's pretty good. Well, let's put our hands out. We're going to bless your hands before you guys go and color the bags and make the sandwiches. And if any of the bigger kids want to go help, they would be welcomed, right? We need lots of people. Okay. All right, let's put your hands out. All right. Dear God, we ask that you bless all our hands so that we can make great lunches for the people that need lunch and need your love. We love you, and we say this in your holy name. And what's the thing we say at the end of a prayer?
Amen.
Can you say it super loud?
Amen.
Amen. All right. Thank you.